This is Andrea Chase, and I'm talking with Oscar-winning actress Marisa Tomei about Darren Aronofsky's latest film, The Wrestler, the story of a professional wrestler, played by Mickey Rourke, whose career is over, but he won't let it go. Tomei plays Cassidy, also known as Pam, the stripper with whom he thinks he makes an emotional connection. Evan Rachel Wood co-stars as the daughter with whom he doesn't. Tomei's previous work includes an Oscar nomination for her work in The Completely Brilliant in the Bedroom. She's also worked on stage recently in Salome and made a notable appearance as an Oscar-winning actress with a weakness for quirky bald man on Seinfeld. And I have to ask you, did they call you up and say, we need you to come and share your love for quirky bald men with the
You know,
world?
I asked them, how did I get here and why me? And they said, you know, it was just the rhythm of your name, because they liked, because he repeats it again and again, Marisa Tomei, Marisa Tomei, like that. So they just said it was just the rhythm of your name. I got lucky.
There's an interesting juxtaposition in your character. And let me preface this by saying that I have been known to read too much into things, especially a Darren Aronofsky film. But your character spends a lot of time mostly naked, but her emotions are very buttoned up and very under control and very straight-laced and tight-laced. And I'd love you to talk about that juxtaposition and playing that character.
Well, she's not, I mean, her emotions aren't uptight, that not like straight-laced that way, but they're almost guarded to herself at this point, because she has worked in her line of work. She's always, she's mask upon mask upon mask, and always people-pleasing, men-pleasing, an aim of money. But also, the strippers I talk to that really make the most money are the ones that are the great talkers and really great listeners, even than the better dancers. So it's her social persona. And it's so many hours logged in at that, that I don't think that she knows really how to get back to letting her heart be affected in a naked way. And I think that her mantra throughout the film, as she keeps saying, I'm a mom. I'm not just a stripper. I'm a mom. I feel like that's trying to break through that for herself. And she's trying to really be more disciplined, be more focused, be more conscious, and be able to be there for her son. So she's naked. I mean, in some ways, she's probably really naked and really, really vulnerable, almost like Mickey's character is really vulnerable too. And there is a nakedness to both of them in their raw souls. They're very raw inside people, like on the outside. But it's gotten a little, it's confusing with how to deal with, almost in a way, dealing with that rawness as a person, as a human being in the real world, like probably from when they were little, I mean, like maybe they were super sensitive and that rawness comes with who they are. And then they find their way to this, well, like many of us performers do, find our way to the circus tent with the rest of the kooky people and find a way to be able to be sensitive and still, you know, be standing.
I've heard from people who work in the sex trades that their customers really like to talk. A lot of them would rather talk than anything. And the other thing I've heard is that some of them are actually very shy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like this other persona they put on.
That comes on.
Yeah.
I don't think that my character is shy, but I do feel that there is consistently this performance high. So I know that I'm shy personally. And for me, acting does that for me, allows me to be more extroverted.
Well, you can be another person. And
yeah, it's easier to do it that way. I'm not the one who stripped. It was Cassidy.
One of the things you talked about last night, you and Darren both, after the screening, was this idea of performance addiction.
Mm-hmm.
When did you first know that you had that and that it was going to be one of those things you were not going to be able to kick?
Well, as I said, there are many times that I've thought business-wise, you know, this business is too rough for me and it's too many heartbreaks and it's at times been less satisfying than others, but I always come back to I still love it, and I think it's the theater that's always at least restored that pure link for me. It's my well. But I guess I realized I had it just probably in like third grade or something like that, like the first time that I ever, you know, I wasn't aware of it, but by the time I was a teenager, I certainly knew that I liked doing it.
In a role like this, there has to be more than just a willingness to play the role. You have to have a certain flexibility in many senses of the word.
Willing to stretch.
Yes. And a particular kind of body control. And I'm curious, what did you learn about your body that you didn't know before by working the pole?
Well, I didn't know that I looked so pretty. I have to be honest. I mean, it's nice. I was terrified. I mean, and I asked my boyfriend, is that what I look like? And I don't know what I'm going to. He's like, that's what you look like. That's what you look like. You look fine. You look fine. You don't have to worry about it. But I knew that I could dance, and I knew that I was flexible naturally because I danced as a child and as a young adult, and have always kept in touch with that and still do it as part of my routine or just for pleasure. And I did gymnastics as a kid, so I knew certain things about myself. And I also knew that I didn't have the upper arm strength to do something like the pole, and that was going to be more challenging for me. So that's what I worked on when we worked on it. Yeah.
You and Mickey Rourke both had to get into all kinds of strange shape. I mean, you
Yeah.
put on 35 pounds of muscle, and then you
Yeah.
had to.
I had to just learn the athletics of it.
You had to learn how to defy gravity.
It's really fun. It
Is
is
it really?
really fun. You're spinning. It's like a childlike thing, like being on a swing, you know? It's really fun.
But you're upside down and you're spinning
A
in gravity. Oh my God. Oh my God.
lot of black and blues
You
along the way.
really,
Yeah,
yeah.
you bang a note.
I have kind of a silly question, but I'm never going to get a chance to ask anybody this again, and it's something I'm kind of curious about. As part of your character, she has bills folded in her
Yeah.
costume. Does that chafe at all
You
while you're dancing?
want the nitty-gritty. It definitely doesn't chafe. Maybe when they're sticking it in. Yeah.
Did you get to pick your music to what you danced to in this
I
film?
did. We worked on it together. I think there's one song that he changed out. But Darren was very focused on the wrestling, as he should be, and my character was less fleshed out, and there was a lot left up to me, and that was great because I have to find a piece of like heavy metal music that seems something sensual to me personally, so that I can groove to it, but also is absolutely appropriate for this character and where those two intersect. So we came up with a bunch of different songs.
And I have to ask you one question about In the Bedroom,
Yeah.
which is just such an amazing film on every level. There's a scene in that where Sissy Spacek's character slaps your character. And I
Yeah.
saw that film 3 times before it opened. And every time I saw that scene, I jumped out of my skin, even though I knew it was coming. And I'm just curious, what was it like filming that scene?
We filmed that scene. Sissy and I didn't speak that much on that shoot because her character and my character didn't like each other, and that was part of the approach. But, you know, we're friends, totally friends, since then. She relayed a message to me via Todd, the director, Todd Field, and said, Sissy wants to slap you for real. I said, that's all right. That's all right with me. And we did it. We didn't really do it that many times because you start flinching. I mean, your face goes red and also you flinch. So he did use the first take, but we did it a number of times.
Oh my God. It's a film that's devastating but beautiful in so many ways. Like The Wrestler, another just amazing film. Marissa Tomei, it is fun to say. Thank you so much for talking
Thanks.
with us.
My pleasure.